Patrick, maybe Kitchener Rangers surprised a lot of people last year going as far as they did. What do you see for the Rangers this year, and just how going far last year maybe has helped them?
Well, I think it's going to be a big deal for them moving forward, you know, getting that playoff experience that, you know, some of the younger guys get. It's a big deal. And you know what? I think that, you know, losing the way they did to the London Knights, you know, the team that if they're going to lose in a sweep to is the last one they want to lose to. So, you know, that team's going to be hungry. They're going to be coming back, and they're going to have a chip on their shoulder, and they're going to want to prove to themselves and the rest of the league that they should have done better against the London Knights. So I think it's a big thing that is going to help them moving forward this year.
And it looks like because of the NHL labor situation right now, the junior leagues will be a lot stronger, and that obviously benefits the Rangers this season.
Yeah, it does. I mean, you have to wonder about, you know, a guy like Ryan Murphy, where does he fit in, and Radek Faksa. You know, these are two players that I believed would have probably been back in junior regardless, but the fact of the matter is you've got them right now. You know, you wouldn't be worrying about, you know, how they're doing in a training camp. Are they playing exhibition games? Or are they going to get maybe 9 games with the NHL team? Whereas now, you know, you've got them for the full season, you know, depending what happens, of course, with the lockout. So it's good, I think, for junior hockey to some extent. But, you know, obviously would be best if we did still have the NHL coming back. But as far as the Kitchener Rangers are concerned, right now, I guess you'd have to go ahead and say it's a good thing for them.
And given the renovations at the auditorium, the Rangers are opening up with their first 8 on the road, and that means, you know, they'll see more home games towards the end of the season. Do you see that being a factor at all for the Rangers?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, it is what it is. You know, when you think about it, you know, some teams have had situations similar to that. I mean, you look back at the Windsor Spitfires, even one of their Memorial Cup years, you know, they're moving from their arena to, you know, the WFCU Center, and so they had a lot of their home dates pushed back. So, you know, teams learn to adapt. You know, they're young players, and obviously Kitchener is so centrally located that the road trips just aren't too bad for them. So I don't think it's really going to be much of a factor for them.
Patrick, what do you see as, let's start with the rest of the West, as to some of the top teams this year in the OHL?
Well, obviously the London Knights, you have to talk about them because, you know, what they did last season, coming basically within a shot of winning the Mastercard Memorial Cup and, you know, returning the group that they have. I mean, that's a very deep and talented team, but obviously they're going to be missing a little bit of something. I mean, losing Austin Watson, Jared Tenorti, Michael Hauser, those are 3 big keys for them. So you'd have to go ahead and say that based on the playoff experience that they got and based on the young kids that they have, that they would be the favorite at this point. But they do, in my belief, I think they'd need another goalie, and that's something that, you know, I'm sure Mark Hunter is going to be looking into. So the London Knights, again, I mean, that's a team that they're going to have the biggest target on their backs, and any team that wants to win a championship this season is really going to have to match themselves up to them.
What about the rest of the West, some other teams that that might be tough to beat this year?
Well, you know what? I think there's quite a few. I mean, the Owen-Sound Attack, you know, they're quietly building something special there again, and, you know, they've still got some players left over from their championship 2 seasons ago, and you know, that's a team that I would not take lightly, no matter who was playing against them. You know, the Guelph Storm, that's another young team that's really building something moving forward too. So you know, those are just 2 off the top of my head here, but you know, the Western Conference is going to be so good this season from top to bottom that you know, even the Erie Otters are not going to be an easy out this season. So I think what you're going to see is a team that's that much better for it when the playoffs come around, because, you know, there's going to be no easy points in the Western Conference this season.